the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What job should you have based on the statistical likelihood of your birth month?
Dip, 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 dip.
Go on to the new hot hits. For this, mostly because I wanted to hear the song.
There's not a lot of onomatopoeia in songs anymore. It used to be all over the place.
Is that what the dip, 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 dip?
I guess.
It had to be animal noises to be onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just noises. Just background noises. I don't believe it's just animal noises.
I think it is.
Is it specifically animal noises?
Like, really?
Moo and oink.
Yeah, those are onomatopoeia.
Whack. And maybe, or, well, I mean, it could be inanimate objects too, like bang, like a gun.
Well, really,
but I think it has to apply to something.
A company.
The naming of a thing or action by a vocal imitation, such as like a buzz or a hiss or things like that.
But what are they imitating by going dip, dip?
I don't know. I guess I always consider it like background chatter or random noises that could not be really, like, I don't know, can't be defined in any other way.
For those of you playing the Free Beer and Hot Wings bingo home game, make sure you put a star over the phrase, what are they imitating when they say dip, dip? Because that one has not come up that many times, and
no,
I hate to see you miss out on it.
No, I don't think it ever has. These are the big questions of
based
life.
On your job, on your birth month. Statistically, what job are you most likely to have? Now, they played fast and loose with this, let's be honest. But jobs website said they posted a list of careers you're more likely to gravitate to depending on your birth month. And it is backed by stats.
Okay.
But,
so, like, we interviewed 1,000 architects, and 70% of them were born in December.
But they're not all jobs, you'll see. So,
not shocked.
You're May, correct?
Yes.
Did you just have to? I saw your eyes roll for a second to the right to think, like, am I May? Yeah, I'm May.
No, I was reading something else, and then I realized that you were looking at me.
Okay. Steve, you are the month of May produces the most politicians.
Mm.
You're decidedly not a politician.
No, I am not.
You're not even particularly political in the way you behave.
Zero
as far as interest or the way you do. Some people aren't into politics but behave very politically around their workplace. You don't even do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested, but I don't want.
You don't glad hand people. You mostly show signs of disgust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is political.
Which can be, but not usually the winning way.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
Kelly, what month are you?
September.
Athletes and physicists.
Oh.
Not bad.
I like it. I'm not that, but.
You were athletic.
I was at one point in my life.
You still do, athletic things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
you're active.
You're active.
Yeah, wait a minute. What does she do that's athletic? She's missed the wall from there.
Oh, that's
with
true.
With the 20-sided die.
Facts from segment 17.
Yeah, her eyes are broke.
You did just,
but
yeah, didn't you just fall out of your shower or something the other day too?
I fell in the shower during a sexual adventure that my boyfriend and I
That's athleticism.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even Olympians fall.
I had a shower slip and fall.
Lindsey Vonn fell.
We're all Olympians then.
Yeah. My favorite parts of the Olympics were the clips I saw of people falling. So you got that part down.
Yeah, so you are kind of an Olympian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations on your feats.
Thank you.
Steve and Joe are both November, or rather, Hot Wings and Joe,
but yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're both November.
You get more of a bummer month. Serial killers and schizophrenics.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's a little on the nose.
I mean, I didn't realize that was like actually like a job
description.
That's
what I said,
I mean, it's work, definitely.
It is. I mean, you've got to put some thought into these things.
Mm-hmm. That's the real problem. It's too much work. I can't even imagine like just taking a hacksaw and like sawing a whole body apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like cleaning utensils anyway, so.
You don't even want to mow the grass.
I don't.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Rachel, what's
it's a little too much work. I can see the appeal, but.
What is your birth month?
I was born in December.
In December. Dentists.
I hate the dentist.
Well.
That's okay. They make good money.
June, my birth month, CEOs and Nobel Prize winners. I'm striking out on both of those.
You are underachieving.
I am.
You're kind of a CEO. You and Hot Wings are like co-CEOs. I mean,
technically,
right?
On tax forms, I'm listed as like...
You're like the president. I'm the vice president, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's CEO, then you share psychopath in common. We have that in common.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
The three of us were insane.
January, debt collectors and doctors. February, artists and traffic cops.
These are a really strange assortment of things.
Yeah,
here.
Listen to March and then April. If you missed, you're born April 1st, big difference from March. March, pilots and musicians. April, dictators.
Oh, boy. Hitler. I see. You know what? I see that in Liam.
Do you?
He's an April birthday. Yeah, he could be a dictator, I think, for sure. I mean, he would just dictate that everyone has to listen to the random Titanic facts.
Also, that's the same as politician, essentially. I mean,
pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
They're basing that on the fact that Hitler, Hussein, and Lenin were all born in April.
Yeah.
That's Vladimir all they're basing Lenin, it not on. John.
Mm. There were no other dictators born any other month.
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
Pol Pot. Mm. July, bricklayers and train drivers. August.
You don't drive a train. That's crazy.
I know it.
What's August?
These people.
August is also bricklayers. We were really flush with bricklayers.
Of all the careers, too, you couldn't think of another one?
Yeah.
I can just think of another one.
They pulled upwards of five friends in the room, and two of them were bricklayers.
Yeah, so you got to keep it even.
Yeah, and they were both born in two separate months.
October, again, not a job, but you are the most likely to live to be 100 years old.
Okay.
What is
that
this?
That is not a job.
What is this? Where is this from?
Zippia.com.
Oh, Zippia.
Oh, Zippia. Sure. Gosh, usually they're so on point with their lists.
The jobs website that I trust less and less.
And how did they do the polling? How did the science, how did they determine all of this? It does seem like they just made things up.
They randomly went into a large crowd and said, we need two people from every month.
I think they looked at, they chose a career. And then looked at all of the people listed on their site that have that career, you know, like Saddam Hussein, who's still on
Gaddafi and Hitler.
Mm-hmm. And then said, oh, man, looks like they're clustered in this month.
Yeah,
and then that's where they went from there. And then all of the obvious serial killers and psychopaths.
I like that, like somewhere Vladimir Putin is on Zippia.com in case he needs a new job.
Dude, I know. So that means... there should be a section to go to, like, if it's to get people to the website, there's got to be a hyperlink where they list your birth month and then dictator, and then you can go see all of the open positions. Otherwise, why is that part of this?
Yeah, I don't know.
The idea of seeing Gaddafi or, Kim Jong-un on LinkedIn.
Either that or all roads lead back to bricklayer.
Yeah,
they didn't want to make it too obvious. Mm-hmm. If you read down further in the list of each month, bricklayer is on all of them.
All the months.
Turns out it's a bricklaying website.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.